Okay.
Oh, wow. Well, it's 2:15. Hello, everybody. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to welcome you to the HRP workshop. My name is Shonda, and I am an addict. I am the HRP lead, and I'd like to welcome the other members of the HRP panel, allow them to introduce themselves. Belinda and Fran. Unmute yourself, Belinda, unmute.
Hi, family. Hi, everybody. I'm Belinda, and I'm an addict. I am the HRP guy.
Fran.
Hi, and I'm Fran. Hold on.
Your computer isn't muted.
Sorry.
You are either step a little further
there.
Away.
I'm Fran, and I'm the HRP lead interviewer. Nice to meet you all, or see you all.
I'm just gonna have to listen to things, right?
Mm-hmm. So everyone, thank you for taking your time out today to join us. Today we're gonna talk a little bit about HRP, our mission statement, our purpose, give you a little bit of history about the start of HRP, and then talk about some of our accomplishments and what we plan to do in the future. The mission statement for HRP is to serve the Florida Region Conference in a manner that promotes unity and best utilize our most valued resource, which is our members, to create open opportunities, not only within the already established service structure, but to any member who wishes to serve. The primary purpose of HRP, and I'm sorry, HRP stands for Human Resource Panel, is to facilitate a trusted service selection process, allowing the Florida Region Service Conference to base trusted service choice upon principles and experience. HRP started in March 2007 at the Florida Region Conference. An ad hoc committee was formed to develop revisions to the Florida Service Conference structure with the intent of better serving the Florida region. 1 year later, May 2008, a motion 41P passed, and the way business was conducted at the Florida region changed. The Human Resource Panel was formed out of the recommendation ratified by motion 41P, and HRP pool was developed. The HRP process allows us to effectively utilize the skills and experience of our members by matching skill sets with the task and position. Back then, when HRP started, there was only three people that was running the human HRP. Now we have five members. It's comprised of five members. Currently, we only have three members staffed. HRP still practices, you know, we built on the practices established in 2008, and we've also expanded to incorporate changes that reflect how we're currently doing business. We still do the guide to the Florida Region Conference. We are in audit. We're in the auditing process, and I'll let Belinda speak more to that. And we have volunteer forms. I mentioned early about the HRP pool. We have people fill out the volunteer forms who are interested in serving, either just serving on work groups or as elected trusted servants. They will complete a HRP form, and that allows us to scan the database to see, to match skill set with what we're looking for as the work groups are concerned and when we have open positions. I'm going to turn it over to Belinda and let her talk a little bit about the guide. Belinda?
Oh, sorry about that one, you guys. That was
your intro music
that I had. I thought we were going to screen share it. My apologies. Again, I am Belinda. I am the HRP guide. And as many of you know, that we have the guide, which started out as we used to have policy when it came to a region, and along with the policies, it was like, this is written in stone, this is what we got to do, we got to have all of that. Through the years, we've learned, we've developed a way of doing business, which is our guide. Many of you that have been on Region 4 or has been in services pretty much know that when something happens, you got people saying, oh, you know, what does the guide say? When does the guide say this? And how does the guide say that? So one of the things that we have is our Florida Region Service Guide. I am responsible currently for updating it up to 2021. This weekend, Sunday, I'll be presenting the changes that every year, whatever changes that occurs during regular business meetings through the 12 months, they're updated, and the first selection comes out in March, and then the final selection comes out in July. And they will then carry all of the, and to be voted on by the RCMs, and then that'll be indoctrinated till the next year, and then the process then continues. What I am currently doing now is going back in to make sure all of the proposals, when she say audit, I go through, I'm a research buff too as well. So I go through and I read the lines, I read the entire policy, and the things that are happening on the floor or things that are happening, I get various questions from various members. I get emails that says, well, where in the guide does this say this? Or where in the guide does this say this? Or even does this say this in the guide? Or could you help me out? And that leads me to going in and, you know, finding this information. And then when I don't find this information, I go back and then try to backtrack through all of the minutes to see, you know, what was the exact wording, what will happen, and research and all of that. In doing the audit, that's where I am now. It's going back over all of the minutes and then going forward with the way that the proposals were written and indoctrinating them and putting them back into the guide or creating a list to bring forth for approval as things are. And essentially each region or each meeting that we have and all of the meetings, especially the things that come out of fellowship development, because a lot of you guys, y'all topics, y'all go in, you have a topic, you come up with a project, you come up with an idea, and then we say, oh, well, let's, you know, let's make a proposal, let's make this permanent, it's a good change. It then goes into the guide from there. And that's pretty much what I do. I listen out for things, I check the guide on a regular basis, and I make sure. But once again, the guide is just a suggestion of how to run business and how we do business. At times it can seem like, oh, if it ain't in the guide, it's strictly black and white, but however, it is not. And that's what I'm here to do, to help help read the guide and get you to understand it.
Thank you, Belinda. Fran is our lead interviewer. HRP interviews members interested in service positions on the Florida Region Conference Administrative Body, Florida Region Convention, and Florida Region Service Office Board members. So I'm going to turn it over to Fran to talk a little bit about our interview process. Fran?
Okay. Well, when we when somebody comes in for an interview, we have a list of questions that we like to ask. I recently went through the guide on each different position, each coordinator and co-coordinator, and wrote some questions that would be specific just to that particular position. We haven't used those yet, but what we do and what I do is we'll ask questions, you know, the usual questions, have you ever, you know, left a commitment without completing it? You know, I always like to throw something in about step work. You know, that I find that when you ask something about step work, like the third step, oftentimes, you know, you'll have an idea about where they are with their conscience and playing well with others. You know, we see how well qualified they are for the job, and we give the, person the opportunity to talk about why they want to do the position, why they feel they're qualified. And then after they leave, you know, we discuss it, and we either agree or disagree, or, you know, we'll say, yes, let's have them move on to the next step or not. We discuss it among ourselves. HRP is a very, I really enjoy it because it really gives me a chance to utilize the skills that that I'm good at. I mean, that's what's so nice about doing, I feel, doing any kind of service position. We all kind of have our thing. And it's been, I love doing it. And then from there, you know, of course, and the person that we present a yay or a nay, and then they go on Sunday, you know, to the regional meeting and you know, they do their qualifications then. But we do a real good job of just discussing it. Everybody on the group has a really good feel for that type of interviewing personality, you know, whether or not we think, you know, that person would fit the position. I recently went through the database. I was sent a bunch of names from the database from a while ago, and I went through all those names, and I reached out to all the people there and presented the two positions that we were currently looking for, and I got a whole bunch of replies back, and so that's basically what I'm doing, and I guess that's it. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Fran. So let's talk a little bit more about the election and nomination process for the open positions. We have elections in May and in July, and for the FRIC board and RSO, elections are whenever they have a vacant position. Normally, FRIC tries to have elections after the convention year so that they are not having to worry about the elections during their busy time preparing for the convention. So nominations are solicited from either the RCMs or by going through the human resource volunteer polls, such as that Fran just mentioned, to see if we have any volunteers whose skill set and service experience at the group level, area level, and region level match the qualifications that we're looking for those open positions. As Fran says, we'll seek them and ask them if they are willing to serve. If they say yes, they come in for an interview. After the interview, we'll discuss whether we will recommend them with confidence or without confidence. And then it's presented to the body to vote on for that particular position that's open. Let's see. Let's talk about some things that we've accomplished this year, and then I will open up the floor for questions that anybody may have of us. This group panel has been a pleasure to work with. We've been able to accomplish a lot. We're definitely going over the best practices. We believe that the best practice is a living document that should be reviewed at every opportunity to ensure that what's in the best practice actually matches what we're doing. So we do ensure that we take some time each time we meet to discuss what's going on and make some changes. And there've been a lot of changes to the best practice during this term. Also, off of the suggestion of some members, we've implemented check-ins of our elected servants and also exit interviews. And the check-ins are so important because we went from a face-to-face meeting to Zoom format, and we just want to make sure that our elected servants have all the tools that they need to be successful in that transition. So those have been very helpful. Let's see, what else have we? I'm looking at my notes, I apologize. That's it. Does Fran and Belinda, would you like to add any additional information that I miss?
No, not at this time.
Okay, well, we'll open the floor for any questions that you may have. If you raise your hand, we will acknowledge you and you can ask your questions.
Go ahead, Vernon. Vernon,
unmute yourself.
Okay. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm an addict named Vernon from the Big Bend area. I'm physically doing something I don't want you to see, so I'll put my camera on in a minute. I don't want
Vernon,
to.
Vernon, you're too old for that now.
You okay, we're going to record it.
Okay. Why is there a need for a full HRP panel? The descriptions and duties that I heard mentioned and discussed, the members could members could be decided by the regional service body, yes or no, or why specifically was HRP created to be an admin position when what I've heard so far, you guys discussing, does not, to me, doesn't mandate a full admin position when there's no specifics about what kinds of questions for a particular admin position do you ask the candidates? What happens when the candidates don't meet the qualifications and for somehow wind up in a service body, service position on region?
Thank you so very much for your question, Vernon. You had a lot of parts to it, so I will try my best to ensure that I cover all of them. First, you asked about the need for HRP.
Yeah, a panel. Why couldn't this be a one or two person service position?
There's a lot of responsibilities in HRP. That would definitely be overwhelming for one or two people to maintain. There are the volunteer forms, manning the HRP pool that has to be cleaned every 6 months. We're supposed to go through and make inactive the old membership, and that hadn't been done in a minute. We also have someone that's dedicated to just working on the guide. And then the interview. So it would be for one or two people to be responsible for those duties in themselves, especially the guide, would be a huge undertaking. And I don't think it would allow that individual to be able to dedicate the time to ensure that all the proposal changes are made to the guide. So that for one. And then your other question was regarding the qualifications of candidates that are presented to the body for election, is that correct?
Yes.
So we do our best with the information that candidates give us. We ask our questions, we make sure that their service experience match the service experience that's required of the open positions. We have been good at trying or communicating whether those individuals have our confidence or if they don't have our confidence to be elected for this particular qualification. A lot of individuals do not make it to the floor because they don't have the qualifications. We had one gentleman that was interested, for instance, in the FD co-lead position, and he did not have regional experience. His area was still doing Robert rules, and we just felt that he did not have the experience needed to even be interviewed for that. So when we have individuals that are interested in positions that we feel that their skill sets do not meet the qualifications, we try to help them get those skills so that they can have an opportunity to come back and apply or be elected or be presented for those particular skills. Was there another part of your question?
Could you give an example of what kinds of questions you would ask a H&I facilitator?
Fran, you want to handle that? Go ahead, Fran.
Okay.
Some of the things, matter of fact, we did do that when our latest H&R coordinator was, you know, was applying for his position, so to speak. Again, typical questions. Have you served on the area level? Have you done any kind of H&I on the area level? That's an important one. We want to know that if they have some experience. You know, again, I would ask, do you have a sponsor? Are you working, I don't get real personal because that's none of our business, but we do want to make sure that people that are applying have, you know, the integrity of a recovering with the steps and traditions. So do you have experience with H&I? Have you served on the committee? Have you gone into the jails? Have you ever left in the middle of a position without a very good reason? A lot of it would have to do with, especially with H&I, would do with experience, and working on the area level. So I that's some of the things that I would ask. I don't know if Belinda or Shonda have, and again, then going back to the regular questions that we would ask any candidate, about what is the reason you want to do this? We do keep everything confidential within our particular group. Girls, please. We keep things confidential within our within our group, so we don't discuss this with anyone else. And that's basically, I think, but again, it's with a coordinator, the experience on the area level is important.
Thank you very much. And my last question is, what happens when someone that you have interviewed, put in the position and is doing service and violates the traditions or has to be removed? What's the removal process of a servant that's been interviewed by HRP?
Belinda, I'm going to turn this over to you because it's in the guide.
Okay. So if you just give me a second to read it through, it has changed and stuff, but for the most part, the removal process begins with HRP sitting down and speaking with the person. Then at that time, once we feel that once that person has not met the qualifications or can be considered as in violation, then it's a proposal that's taken to we talk with the admin body, the facilitators, co-facilitator, the admin team, and then we bring the person in and we have a conversation with them. But there is a removal process that's on page 19 in the guide. That we can do a voluntary or involuntary, where the person could submit a letter of resignation after talking with us, after coming to a self-consciousness. We try to get them to voluntarily do it on their own. If not, then we follow the guide to the processes of impeachment or removal by vote. And again, if you want me to read it all, or I could just tell you where to find it located. There is a process in place for that.
Thank you very, very much. And I'll turn the floor over to somebody else for questions.
Thank you, Vern. Brian T, if you could unmute yourself.
Hey, my name is Ryan T. I'm an addict. Thank you guys so much for putting on this panel. I do have a lot of questions. I came a little bit late, so these have probably been answered. But I'm just gonna message them to you, Shonda. The first one is, do you post available opportunities online? Like, do you have a place on your website where you have the opportunities listed for folks that are looking to get involved? And I'll send the rest of them via chat so you can scan them.
Okay. Open positions are included in our minutes. And we were gonna actually, at the end of our presentation before the end of our presentation, just provide a list of the open positions that are currently available at this particular time. And I will look forward to reading your other questions. Do we have an application? So the volunteer form would be our application, and that looks for, that provides a list of your service experience as well as any job-related experience that would allow you to qualify for the position. Do we share our guidebook? Yes, we do. We do share the guide. The guide's available to any member who would like a copy of the guide. Does the guidebook talk about the check-ins and exit interviews? No, the guide does not talk about the check-ins or exit interviews. That would be a part of, that language would be included in our best practices. How do we handle people leaving early? Well, we've had a quite few of those this year. And they happened to occur during the checkout period where the person felt that they could not perform their duties at the level required for them to be successful in their position. We allowed that person an opportunity to, you know, think about it, talk to their sponsor, do whatever they need to do to make the decision. And once the decision was made, we asked them to put it in writing. And so that's usually how that happens with people leaving early. How do we handle disagreements on whether a candidate is qualified? Is there a vote or is there a consensus? Yes, there is. We do vote on whether we think that that person is qualified or not qualified, and it's consensus-based, so majority would rule. So if every, you know, we do it that way. Are those all your questions?
Yes, thanks. I'll send you my email. So if you could send me the guide, or should I send it to Belinda?
Either one of us.
Okay, great. Thanks, guys. Thank you.
And Randy T, I see that your hand is up.
Hi, Shonda. Thank you so much for your service and everybody on your committee's service. This is very, very interesting and I think very timely. I had probably half a dozen questions, but let me just sort of start plowing through some of them. Some of them have been partially answered, but and it probably should just read your guidelines would probably make it a lot simpler. But what positions do you fill with the HRP?
So with HRP, the regional delegate, alternate delegate, fellowship development lead, and co-lead, the resource coordinators, which would include H&I, PR, corrections coordinator. I feel like I'm forgetting somebody.
Secretary, treasurer.
We work with the convention, and we also work with the RSO board to help them with filling their members.
Okay. Do you do alternates?
We have some positions.
I know you said the alternate delegate, but do you do any other alternates?
Yes, we do. Some positions do have alternates. Some of our coordinators have co-coordinators positions. So yes.
Okay. But you don't actually fill committee positions within there, or if it's, for example, H&I committee, the secretary of the H&I committee or the treasurer of the H&I committee, you wouldn't be filling those. That would be voted for from that committee.
Right. And this is only at the regional level.
Correct. I understand.
Yeah. Okay.
So how long does the vetting process take?
It doesn't take that long. What are you talking about? Like the interviewing process? So we post
I'm saying something. If nominations take place in April, May. Are you ready for a vote come July? Or can you do it in 30 days, 60 days? I know we got Craig on the phone. It takes world forever to do it. So it's like you guys are much more efficient.
So we have elections coming up in May. In July, so we're getting ready to start the interview process for all the positions that are voted or the elections take place in May.
Okay, so 60 days?
I would, yeah, 60 days, yeah.
Okay.
Probably not even that long.
I'm not putting you on the hook, I'm just curious. So, what happens, do you allow nominations from the floor? Can somebody go around the HRP process?
No. Our guide states that anybody that's brought up on the floor during the day of elections, they must be interviewed by HRP. So if we have elections in May and we have interviewed some people and someone says, hey, we want to elect this person, then that process would end so that we have an opportunity to interview that person, and the elections would be at the next region.
Yeah, and somebody was asking a minute ago about the value of the panel. I know in the Carolina region, we recently had somebody that came in for a financial position who was new, who got voted on fairly quickly. And then after a little bit of due diligence, we realized that probably wasn't a good idea. So it's that vetting is good. What if no one volunteers? Do you recruit?
We do, and we're actively recruiting for two positions.
Okay.
Alternate secretary and alternate treasurer.
So how do you recruit? Do you use strong arm techniques? Do you use marshmallows? How do you do that?
Candy and sweets. A whole lot of cultivation.
Whatever it takes, huh?
No, that was awesome.
And a lot of begging.
Can I say something about recruiting?
Yes, please.
Yeah, one of the things, I've recruited about five people over there. When I know there's a position open and I have a lot of sponsees and a lot of people in the area, I just go around asking people that I think might be interested in it. And so far, so good. And, you know, just word of mouth. You know, I make it sound fun because to me it is. And if they like service and, you know, I always say, come on Sunday and sit in and see what you think. And, you know, it's worked, you know, it's several of, you know, the people that I've mentioned that are all have positions now. So that's just an easy way to do it.
Okay.
Also, Randy, Shonda, could you talk about the Florida region actually having their human resource panel actually having a schedule of the positions and the dates, the year in and the year out, whatever?
Yeah, you're talking about the list.
The list, yes, yes.
Yes. In the minutes, we try to include a list of the folks who currently hold positions, when they were voted in, because most people do two-year terms. So we have a list when they were elected, and then we provide the end date for the first 2 years, and then they would, and then when they leave, because apparently a while ago there was some confusion about when people's terms ended. So this was voted to help clarify that, so that everybody is aware of when their position ends they acclimate. You're welcome. Are there any other questions?
Yeah, the committee itself. What are the requirements to be on the committee, and how are y'all elected? In other words, do you nominate yourselves?
We do not nominate ourselves. HR experience is definitely a plus. 8 years clean time, being able to be confidential. We look for HR experience. That is definitely a must in the clean time. And we are interviewed and vetted and presented for election as well.
Thank you very, very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Are there any other questions? Hi, Craig, you can unmute yourself.
Hey, everybody, I'm an act named Craig.
Hey, Craig.
Does the region use the HR if someone comes to the region requesting a nomination to a World Service position using the RBZ process? Does the region then engage HR for some vetting?
Yes. What the region does is we have someone like World say, okay, we got positions that's coming up and we need, let's say the past HRP panel that World did. We had people that, you know, first we had the people come to us to say, well, you know, they were interested in those positions. we go to the WERL website, and you know, we whatever the position and description is, it's something that we vet for to make an interest in. We put them forward on the floor. We have a whole process on that too, of their nominations, how they get to WERL. We actually have a letter that we submit with their nominations to WERL in that process.
But they are, hey, Belinda, so they are vetted. That's by correct. HR.
Yes.
And you said you have a process for that vetting.
Yes.
Could you send that vetting process to WERL Service HRP, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
Hi, Stephanie. I see that your hand is up. Please go ahead.
Hi, Shonda, Fran, and Belinda.
Hi.
I just wanted to say you are all rock stars and you're awesome. And thank you so much. It's just incredible how HRP at the Florida region has transitioned and developed and changed and for the better. For not just the Florida region, but for the fellowship as a whole, I do believe. I think it's very, very important, and I really, really like what you're doing. And again, just want to give you a big, huge kudos because I know how important it is. And I do have a question with regard to the open positions. Has the panel talked about possibly together with the IT team of somehow getting those open positions online? And the reason I ask is that, you know, we're such a digital friggin' world now, after the zombie apocalypse, that everybody, you know, they ask and not everyone reads the minutes, unfortunately, or maybe they don't get the information to their area. They may not have an RCM, whatnot, but that would be of huge value that it was available on the website if they just knew what those positions were. And so my question is, has there been any talk between you all about maybe doing that in the near
future? Not yet, but we can definitely have those conversations. Yes.
Thank you.
Craig, is your hand, do you have another question or is your hand still up from previously? Okay, all right. Thank you. Are there any other questions?
Wait a minute, let me see. I have
Ryan, go ahead, Ryan, I'm sorry.
It's all good. Do you have an email I could write down just so I can get in touch with you if I want to bother you some more?
Sure, I will put it in the chat.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
While you're doing that, let me see if I can do this right this time.
Okay. Oh, it wouldn't let me share my screen. Oh, good. Yay.
I was wondering. All right. Can you guys see my screen? Okay, so yes. This is one of the things. Let me go back to the beginning if I can get that. This is Ryan, is what I'm going to send you. It's the Florida Regional Service Guide. The one that's correct now that we're using is the 2020 version. However, this is one I'm also in the current, with all of the changes that's been going through, I am now implementing these changes. And in March, I will be telling them, let me go back, I'll see what did I did. I made change. So when it comes to changes, all the changes that have occurred, I will put in here, and then I'm putting in when it was proposed, what was the actual, you know, outcome, consensus was reached. In order to get here, the consensus basically had to be reached anyway, but still, I wanna go through and make sure for myself, the cleanup version won't have the red writing. But say you, Ryan, like you say, you want to go back and see what happened a couple of years ago or whatever, I am now bringing forth all of these changes currently. There was a,
oh, on, so, on, On that note, Belinda, are you archiving the cleaned up and unclean versions of everything?
That's what I'm in the process of putting together now. And like I say, it's a tedious process. And I'm sitting, I'm wondering, sometimes when I'm sitting here, like maybe I should go and get a work group and have a bunch of people, because it is time consuming, because I'm having to go back not only from 2008 going back to 2004 to make sure that it's corrected and that everything, and then there's some reversals of a few things that was done. So for example, in November, Fellowship Development wanted to change the order of the business today for like elections. So now, Ryan, as you see, I'll go in, I put in when it occurred, what would happen, and then where it should occur. The cleanup version is going to say 2021, and this will be finalized, everything can be in black. So now it's approved, and that's what the final version will look like. So what I'm going to send you is the 2020 version in all black without these changes yet, unless you want the one with my markups. Okay. Craig, I wanted to get to, let's see, we did talk about, to see if this is good with, I'll go back in my page. Way back. When it comes to, here, this is what we have far as the, I know I'm trying to, how can I, who is it? Ezra, how can I zoom this up? Is there a button I can make it a little bit more? Okay, there we go.
You can press control and then plot. Yep, there you go.
Yeah, I found it. So Craig, this is what we have when it comes to regard to World Services, and I can send that over to you. Unless you want the whole entire guide and stuff, but this is pretty much how we go through the selection process, and then we go through everything with the vetting of the questions and stuff. Whatever positions, like the facilitator that Mark and all of those had went up for, what we do is we get the description from World, and that way we use the questions from them and then vet them through that. But is this what you would like for me to send to you, or?
Yeah, and yeah, you wouldn't be sending it to me. You'd just be sending it to HRP.
Okay.
At World Service. And yeah, you can just cut those six paragraphs out right there. That'd be fine.
Okay. That'd
be great. Gotcha. Thank you, Belinda.
Okay. So if there's any other, you know, like the questions and stuff when it comes to the guide, everything is in here pretty much. And like I say, it's a suggested way of the way that we do business and we handle business on the floor, and anything can be changed, talked about, and pretty much discussed. Is there anyone with any other questions that we can possibly answer? Okay. All right, I'll turn it back over to you. Where's Vernon? I know she's saying something.
Thank you, everybody.
She's not muted. Well, if there's no other questions, let's close this with the serenity. Oh, Ryan, you have a final question?
Yeah, sorry. I just still haven't got your email address yet. Do you want to just...
I emailed it to you.
You emailed it to me. Okay.
Yes, perfect. I did. Yes.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, I know this is going to be recorded. Can you tell them where they can find it and when it'll be available?
We're going to try to have everything available sometime next week, hoping in the early part of the week, but we want to give ourselves some time, and then everything will be available at naflorida.org/FSS, where everybody came to find the schedule that they're using right now. That page will be transformed after the FSS is over to show the recordings.
Okay, thank you. One last thing, Belinda, can you please post the open positions?
Okay.
So our current open positions are the alternate secretary, alternate treasurer, fellowship development co-leader, H&I resource coordinator, and we have two spots on the HRP panel that are available. And
I know you sent them to me. So, well, with that, with her telling you guys, I will, it'll be posted. I can send it an email. I think, Fred, you had your hand up. Give me a minute to find it.
Stephanie, yeah. You have a question?
I sure do. Are you still doing acclamations in May?
Yes.
July, and then coordinators in September?
Yes. I don't think the hold on. I know the acclamations happen, and there are some elections that also occur. H&I is an open position, so it could go as soon as, you know, we have someone available that we feel is qualified for that position to put up for that.
Okay, and coordinators still in September?
Yes.
Okay.
And Craig, you had a question?
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks, Shonda. Are you posting or also publicizing open positions with the zone, the Southeast zone, and direct as part of collaboration with the zone and directing people if they want more information about it?
We are not. We'll be more than happy to do that if you provide us the information. If we get the information, we have no problems publicizing that.
Yeah, I just thought about it as a way to let people know about opportunities to serve, and not just at the region, but in the zone.
Oh, yeah, we'll be more than happy to do that.
Well, I'm just asking, Shonda. I'm not saying that's just a suggestion. Okay, I'm not telling you you should do that. I'm just saying.
I think it's a great idea. I think it's a good idea. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that. Yeah.
Yeah, I do too. I think it's a good idea just for us working together and serving together. So.
Absolutely, absolutely. Is your contact information in the chat?
My contact information.
Yes, can you send me your contact information, please?
I'll put it in the chat.
Thank you.
Hi.
All right, do we have any more questions? Are we sure there's no more questions? Okay. Well, if there's no more questions, let's all unmute ourselves and close with a moment of silence, all of us for any questions.
Thank you,
Adrian.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, community.
Is somebody perfect? Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
He's got a lot of